I'd like to thank the Minister O'Gorman for increasing the lower funded FRCs just a few months ago. But we have a bigger ask now. A national forum are campaigning on our behalf. There's 121 family resource centres in the country, and we're asking for extra funding to provide and to allow for more services and supports to the community that we deliver, and extra staff to do that, because you can't do it on two full-time staff. We rely on volunteers. We rely on scheme workers to help us deliver our supports and services. Those services, the vital services into the communities through counselling, childcare, family supports, social inclusion work, training and education, one-to-one support with individuals, outreach. We provide a lot of outreach to other services, domestic violence, rape crisis, employment supports. So we actually provide a lot of supports and services into our communities, and we would ask the Minister to not forget about us in the budget this year.
You also provide a very important function in the community insofar as people may come to you. Maybe they're looking for support. Perhaps it's something that you can't offer, but you can put them in the right direction. You can help refer them to the service that they require. And the knowledge and the expertise you have in the community gives you that almost unique ability to be able to match the person with the service and ensure that people are getting the help they need. And that's a really important part of what you do.
It's a huge importance, yes. We would do that on a daily basis. That's through networking. We have a lot of contacts with other services and supports and state services as well. So we can help people with that. And people come into us for many things. Sometimes they don't come, they might say they're looking for courses or that, but it's something different they might be looking for. It might be counselling, you know, it's private, we're very confidential. And food banks, you know, there's a lot of work goes on that people don't realise that we're helping families and communities with.
And I'm sure your staff too have the expertise, they have the knowledge and they have the experience to be able to detect almost if someone is shy, if someone is a little bit reticent. Your people on the ground actually can look through that and see what the real need is and address that need, perhaps sometimes without even having to be asked.
That's correct, yes. All the staff up and down the country, we're all here a long time. We're, you know, we retain our staff as best we can, and that's so important within the community, so as to be able to identify those needs when asked.